And the reading is Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 15. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the wilderness. Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the river Jordan. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt round his waist, and yet locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." This is the word of the Lord.
Fiona, thank you. If you are one of our more regular readers staying in the seats, do keep this open on page 10. Children, I'd love you to come and join me at the front, particularly primary school children. If you're a preschooler, bring a grown-up with you just to help me out. But guys, yeah, come up. Good to have you back. Brilliant. Come and take a seat. Let's see if my friend's back from his holiday in Spain yet. Good to see you guys. Have you had a good summer holiday? Brilliant. Yes, lovely to hear. You went to Korea? Wow, well, welcome back. That's a long old flight. Brilliant. I take it you flew or did you walk? You flew, yeah. Good choice, good choice. Lovely to have you back, guys. Do come forward, take seats. 10 weeks. Well, definitely welcome back. It is great to see you. Now, some will know that a special friend of mine, last time I came, I got a postcard in here, and he'd gone away to Spain, but I think he's back. What's his name? Captain Perch. How do we wake him up? We say 1, 2, 3. Wake up, Captain Perch. That was absolutely rubbish. He's never going to wake up for that. That's like waking up my teenagers. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Wake up, Captain Perch. First Sunday of term, the mics don't work, I put the wrong thing in my notes. Let's try again. 1, 2, 3. Wake up, Captain Perch. He says no. Oh my goodness, it is like having a teenager. 1, 2, 3. Wake up, Captain Perch. He says he's busy. What are you busy doing? Getting ready. Who for? A special visitor, Captain Perch. Let's try again. 1, 2, 3. Wake up, Captain Perch! Oh, Captain Perch, looking very snazzy. You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. What have you got there? It's a kipper. Yeah, a kipper tie, of course. Very smart, Captain Perch. No bad jokes like that needed. Look, Captain Perch, what have you been busy doing? getting very ready for a special... You smell very good, Captain Perch. Wow, you really have dressed up. What's that? Eau de poisson. Oh, it gets worse and worse. Captain Perch, what is going on? Who is the special visitor? The mother-in-law's coming. No mother-in-law jokes here, but he's got a very special visitor coming. Mrs. Perch's mummy is coming to stay. So you're busy making a good impression, looking good, getting the place ready, not too shabby in there. We know what it's like, don't we? When we have a special visitor, we like to get ready, don't we? Have you ever had a best friend come back for tea?
No.
Okay, well do you know what? That's all right. Okay, how do we recover from that? Maybe if you ever want a friend to come for tea, you might say to your grown-ups, oh, they love it if they have fish fingers. They love it if they have fish fingers. Can we cook some fish fingers for my friend? A special friend's coming, so we get ready. That's what we love doing. Maybe you've got Mikel Arteta coming for tea. And some of you think, oh. Some of you think, who's that? Others think, I better get the Spurs posters taken down before he walks in. Special friend's coming. You've got to get ready. That's what we do, isn't it? If someone special is coming, we like to get ready. Perch, yeah, he's got to be busy. Let's shout goodbye. Goodbye. He's got to go and finish getting ready. We've got to be ready to hear, because Mark's gospel, as we've been hearing in our little gospels here, we're going to be looking at and learning so much, because he wants us to get ready. Not for Mikel Arteta, not for a best friend for tea, not for the mother-in-law. He wants us ready for Jesus. He wants us ready for Jesus. He says Jesus is good news. He says he's good news, so let's turn and trust King Jesus. And it's an all-age folks. We've got 15 verses packed with glorious truth. That's kind of it in one sentence. We're going to look forward to life groups this week to really unpack a bit more. But in one sentence, the big idea I'd love us to take away this today is that Jesus is good news, so let's turn and trust in him. Now, maybe some of you youth are there. I'm going to ask you in a moment, so do have a look. In the first 15 verses, we know it's good news because Mark says it so many times. I want someone to look ahead. Count how many times does Mark say this is good news? That's how we know it's good news. I'll come and ask you in a moment. But we're going to have to remember that, okay, guys? So whenever I say good news, you're going to go, hoorah! That sounded a bit aggressive, didn't it? Hoorah! Something really happy. And then we're going to say, so let's turn and trust King Jesus. That's a sign for King Jesus because of the cross, okay? So I'm going to say... Brilliant, that's what we're here. What do we say? I'm going to shout, good news. You go, thank you, Mrs. Pimble. Here's one we practiced earlier. Okay, good news, hoorah! So let's turn and trust King Jesus. But do you know, I heard me over the mic there, so this time I'm going to try without me and see if perhaps some of you older ones can help the younger ones by saying it as well, okay? Brilliant, okay? So I've got really good news. So let's, and King, brilliant. Grown-ups, thank you. Us hearing you boom it from the back will really help us, okay? So that's fantastic. We're going to think about that a little bit more. Let's pray and ask for God's help to understand this special news. Otherwise, we'll say it wrong. Okay, you ready? Let's pray. Shut our eyes. That helps. Maybe put hands together. Thanks, Archie. Helps me stop fidgeting too. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the glorious message of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray now. But for young and old, you'd help us to see how special it is that he came and all the difference he alone makes. And we pray in his name. Amen. Okay, so I said Mark has got good news. So let's, and King Jesus. Brilliant, we're going to see it. Fantastic news. Now, anyone who is counting for me, how many times does Mark say he's got good news? Once, any more on once? Advance on once. I've got three at the back there, three, any more on three? Three? For any more on three? Someone studying the Greek, perhaps. I had three. If there's any more, it's great. He says it. He starts with it in verse 1. He ends with it at 15. It's there in the middle. It's topped and tailed. It is good news. So let's... And King, brilliant. You are getting it. Because he tells us it's such wonderful news. Because Jesus is God's promised king. Jesus is God's promised king. Guys, listen to me, both ears. Because I've got some really exciting news. 108 sleeps till Christmas. 108 sleeps till Christmas. Aren't we happy? The countdown is on. Brilliant. Brilliant. And of course, at Christmas, we remember who was born at Christmas? Good, we'll work on that this year, okay? Jesus was born, brilliant, okay? That's why we celebrate Christmas, it's such special news. Mark tells us that the news of Jesus didn't start at Bethlehem. It wasn't there at the sort of Bethlehem Royal Infirmary that suddenly this news happened, no. Mark tells us that Jesus was promised lots of times by lots of people in lots of places over loads of years. Jesus is God. Spoiler alert. Fantastic news. And God did that through lots of his messengers. Now, hands up, all shout out. What do messengers do? Messengers, yeah. Brilliant. God's messengers spread the word of God, like prophets and things like that. Even today, if you have a messenger, they pass on a message. Yeah, you might have messengers at work. I don't know what you call them nowadays. Probably some really complicated term. But they just pass on a message. They're runners. They've got to do things. They've got to pass the message on. God's messengers passed on God's message. And so hundreds of years before Jesus, let me read to you what one of the messengers called Isaiah said. He said, prepare the way. Get ready. There in verse 2, if you're looking down with me. He says, make straight paths. In other words, clear the decks, make it look like the Isle of Christchurch, Crouch End. Prepare a royal Roman road. A royal road, sorry. Prepare a royal road. And then we're told John the Baptist, Jesus' friend, at the time Jesus was around, said, do you know what about this special visitor? He says, I'm not even worthy taking off his trainers. It says, look in your own Bibles, you'll see roughly what I mean. I can't untie his sandals, take off his shoes. So he says, so get ready, get washed, get saved. Posh language, repent and be baptized. Mark says he wants us to know through all these messengers not to miss the message that Jesus is God's promised king. And Mark is utterly convinced that is really good news. So let's, and King Jesus, fantastic. God's messengers shared God's very wonderful message. But the amazing thing is that God himself shared that message too. Now, if you are really listening, I said someone was getting baptized next Sunday morning. Oh, no, someone else. They're pointing. There she is, standing on the pew, wants us all to know. Fantastic. Yes, we're having a super exciting baptism next Sunday, okay? It's going to be great. But I can guarantee a few things. There will be water. Yes. There will be the baby, the child. There will be joyful tears. Maybe. We'll see how we go. Say again. Which is water. Yes, good. But there's one thing which I can also guarantee will not happen. The roof will not split open. And which is a relief, isn't it? Actually, if you look at some of the cracks in the building... I'm as certain as I can be. The roof won't split open. Don't look up at the roof. Now they all do. And the Spirit won't come down like a dove. And there will not be this booming voice. Because that has already happened. You know, when Jesus was baptized, we heard. Verse 11, if you're looking in your Bibles, look down and see for yourselves. Verse 11, it says, a voice came from heaven. You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. That's the amazing thing. God's messenger said, the king is coming. Now God the Father says, it's him. And points to Jesus, his son. Imagine being there. And the amazing thing is Jesus said it too. Again, if you're following up the grown-ups, verse 14. It says, after John was put in prison, just a little advisory, a little warning. Not everyone's going to like this message. Messengers got locked up. We're not to expect an easy ride. But then verse 15, the time has come, Jesus said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe, because it's good news. So let's, and King, well done. Now, guys, keep listening, you're doing really well. When dinner is ready, well, you say you don't have friends for tea. I'm assuming you do all eat tea. You are a healthy bunch. You look a healthy bunch. When those friends come around for tea or dinner's ready, maybe you hear someone shout, dinner's nearly ready, and that is your cue. That means put down your pens, turn off your iPads, no more homework, or just pack away the screens, turn off the telly. Whatever you're doing, it means get ready. Wash your hands. Wash your face, get ready. Tell everyone in the house, your brothers and sisters, it's nearly time to eat. And you sit there and you say, thanks, Mum, thanks, Dad, thanks, the nanny, whatever, for this delicious meal. I'm assuming. You know that when you hear that call, it's dinner time. It's dinner time. Jesus says, the time has come because the King is here, and it's him. He's God's son, and he's arrived, and so he longs for us to be ready. Captain Perch was getting ready, wasn't he, for his wife's mum to come. Put on a special tie, looked the business, wanted the house to look ready. Jesus says he's the King, and he longs for us to be ready. Do you know what? The amazing thing is, he tells us how. He tells how to get ready. He says we do two things. Repent and believe, which is the posh way of saying turn and trust. Repent and believe means turn and trust. We said it, didn't we? Jesus is good news. Hoorah! So let's turn and trust King Jesus. Jesus tells us to be ready for him, we have to turn around and trust him. Don't keep walking through life away from him. That's what the Bible calls sin, grown-ups. But turn and trust and walk towards him. That's the joyful message of living with this King. We can talk about it after. That's absolutely brilliant. Okay? We're to turn and trust in Jesus. And Mark says, as big as that sounds, it really is good news. So let's... Oh, no. Hoorah. So let's... Well done, Brent. We're going to think about how we do that. And I'm going to ask you to go back to your grown-ups as we think together as a church family. So well done. Listen, back to your seats. Back we go. Go and have a sit down. Just a couple more minutes of your time. Hopefully a simple enough message in 15 very rich verses of just how special the Lord Jesus is and all we're to do in response. Children, as you take your seats, I just want you to do something really, really easy. It sounds easy, but it sometimes seems to be quite difficult. It is for me. I want you to listen to your parents, your grown-ups, your carers, whoever it is who tells you all about Jesus. It happens on Sundays down in the halls, maybe with me or Ilha up front, but Monday to Saturday, listen to your parents. They want to tell you about Jesus, to help you turn and trust him. It isn't always easy. As you get slightly older, you'll have your own ideas. But children, listen to your grown-ups. They want to tell you how to turn and trust Jesus. Older children, we've heard some of it from our uni leavers, but perhaps a little bit younger. Do you know what? It might be time to start doing a bit more of that for yourselves. Maybe you're sort of, you know, upper primary or just started secondary school. You know, you could start reading a Bible yourself if you don't already. Parents, if you want some help picking a suitable Bible, let us know. We long to help you. Don't be afraid, those at home. If you've got smartphones, there'll be apps which help you read your Bible on your own. There are other people writing wonderful books and resources to help you turn and trust in Jesus. Our youth groups, 11 years and up, we're really pleased to have you part of the Sunday service. There's more of you now, Sunday by Sunday. Listen in, listen up. Help us help you to turn and trust in Jesus. Maybe you're a little bit older still. There must be some app that gives a reading plan or something. I'm sure there is. Why don't you set up a group? There must be a WhatsApp group for that. Help each other turn and trust in Jesus. And maybe you're an older youth member who, unlike the little Margot next week, isn't yet, isn't yet baptized either. Maybe you're thinking that you do want to turn and trust in Jesus and get baptized too. Talk to your parents. See if that's right and appropriate for you. Rest of us. Those of us maybe young at heart, but a little bit older. Thank you very much for paying attention. But let's be really clear as we read these verses. This isn't a message for kids. It is an all-age service with a message for all. And Mark, as he writes, and if you're not sure who Mark is, do read the introduction to your Gospels. It tells you a bit about who he is and why he's writing and when. Within about 20, 30 years of Jesus. He longs for us to be excited and expectant, doesn't he? Three times he says that word. I'm not going to repeat those two words. He longs for us to get this message that the long-promised King was now in town. He longs for us to see that. It might be that Mark is very familiar to you. You know it quite well. It's the sort of what there in the Gospels. You've read it a few times. Maybe it's got a little bit too familiar. Well, we pray, really pray, that this Gospel would be so helpful to build up our faith. As I say, today has been the big idea of the passage, the big theme, if you like, that it's wonderful news to turn and trust. We skipped some wonderful details. Please, please, make life groups a priority. Come along, talk about these details, chew on them. Details that you might think about, why was Jesus baptized? And afterwards, why was he tempted to sin? In other words, wonderful, wonderful reality that Jesus himself, God's King, God's Son, our Savior, Messiah, there in verse 1, he lines up with us as sinners, and he's tempted but wins to show he wins over sin and Satan. He sympathizes and he saves. So it is that he's the King, Son, and Savior, but he's someone we really, really, who really understands us, and we really, really will long to understand. We'll long to follow this King if we rightly understand who he really is. So, as I close, it might be you're someone this morning who has once turned to Jesus, but maybe turning away a bit, got a bit apathetic. Maybe you've trusted once, but you're struggling now. Mark will encourage you, will encourage me. This is a living and active word. You will see things you've never seen before as the Spirit gets to work in our hearts and helps us all turn and trust in Jesus. As I say, there was a little warning there, wasn't there? That not everyone liked that message. John the Baptist declares it. He's stuck in prison. It gets worse for him. There's a warning there as Mark gets going. Not everyone will see this as good news. It will be heard by some as bad news. Coming Sundays and midweek will equip us to be in a world where there seems to be a growing appetite, but where it is hard and often risky to share this faith in our families, in our workplaces. Those of you still at school, you will know it feels overwhelming. We'll think Sunday by Sunday, midweek, how do we keep going? How do we get strength in our faith and share it with others? And finally, as I close, perhaps you're someone this morning who really is not sure at all who Jesus is, not sure that he's good news. Please know you are so welcome here. We are so pleased to have you. You've come to the right place because we love Jesus and we long for others to know and love him too. You might be sat there thinking, you're saying he's good news, I'm wondering if he's fake news, or at least localized news, or kind of indifferent news. Keep coming. Take away Mark's gospel, read it, come back when you can. Keep listening, keep learning, keep asking, scribble your objections and questions over them. We long to engage with you. Because just as Mark says in verse 1, this is the beginning. He's just getting started. I'm going to pray. And Ilho comes up, and then we'll continue in our church family prayers. But just as I close let's pray. Father, we thank and praise you for the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that midweek and Sunday by Sunday, you would help us to turn and trust in him. If we've done that before, to keep doing so, for our faith to deepen and strengthen, our trust to grow. If we've not done that yet, Lord, we pray that Mark's good news would be declared and by your Spirit proclaimed to our hearts, that we'd see our Messiah, our Savior, your King. We pray that you bring yourself glory by strengthening our faith and building your kingdom.